Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about the Mysterians.
1957, a.k.a. Earth Defense Force.
Yeah. Yeah. They're... Yes. There's a lot going on in this movie. And I watched it and I enjoyed it. And I posted on our Twitter that this was one of the movies that's coming up for people to kind of check out. And
yeah.
So somebody, his name's G-Man on Twitter. He's like a crazy, like Godzilla fan. Like he actually knows stuff about, you know, he's more of an expert than we are.
Right. Okay.
We're definitely
cool.
Not experts. And he pointed me in the direction of, another podcast called Giant Monster Recordings, I believe is the name of the podcast. And I listened to their Mysterians episode. Apparently there's so much going on in this movie that has to do with like the time period.
Oh, okay.
So there's like this movie, like, so the defense force and stuff is like, there's a lot more to that. Like it has to do with like Japan entered the UN like 2 years before this movie came out. And they were trying to get, Russia to like stop their, you know, atomic weapons testing. It's a whole like metaphor for that stuff.
Okay.
This is crazy. The thing I'm kind of frustrated about this, about, the Mysterians, because, I really liked the movie a lot. I really, really liked it. But the print we have was so bad. It was so bad.
It's kind of a bummer.
And it was. And I was like, oh, man, if I would have known, I would have tried harder to find something. But
I was like, yeah, when we started coming down on the wire of watching it, and then I was like, I started playing the version we had. And then I was like, oh, man. So I started looking on Amazon being like, all that's there is like maybe a DVD for $30. And I was like, I don't even know if I want to. I don't even know yet.
Yeah. And I went to YouTube and looked up like they have a trailer in HD, and I watched that, and it just like looks so amazing, like Toho scope, and it's all like that sort of like Technicolor pastel look to it. And I just, it's a bummer. It's a real bummer. So yeah, the print is just, it's just awful. And for people who watch the movie on our site, you're going to see, because you're going to get the same print that we had. But hopefully it doesn't deter people, because I really like this movie. it's frustrating to me. Like, it needs to be... I want to say it was on... I saw it somewhere. It was on the Apple TV, and I don't know if it went away or if it's just not on something that I have anymore.
Oh.
Like the FilmStruck app or something, but it needs to, I think it needs to be seen in like the highest quality Toho scope version.
So you think you're going to try and buy it?
I went on Amazon and I saw the same stuff, you know, that you did. There's gotta be a version out there though. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, even like when we watched Matango, that was on Amazon Video.
Right.
And it was in widescreen and it looked great.
Yes.
And I feel like it's gotta be somewhere. It's gotta be. But I don't know how popular this movie is.
I don't think it's very popular except unless it's people who, you know, are into this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think this one gets a general audience like a Godzilla movie would.
Yeah. According to G-Man, this is Ishiro Honda's favorite movie that he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And then it also has the first appearance of one of my least favorite designs from
is
Godzilla
it his
movies.
Favorite experience making a movie, or you thought it was his best movie?
He
is his proudest movie.
It's the one he likes the most.
Wow.
But we saw Space Godzilla, which was not anyone's favorite movie. But in that movie was Mogera, the giant robot with the drill face.
Right.
And
right.
Mogera's in this movie, and right. I like this version more.
As far as, like, the look?
Yeah, I think so. It looks stupider because it's, like, this. It's 1957.
Yeah.
I mean, this is only 3 years after Godzilla, but it's such a goofy design, but I think it looks better here, like, kind of dumb and bulky. As opposed to the
He had like those big like accordion-y like accordion thighs kind of like it almost I thought when I was looking at it, it almost looked like samurai armor.
Oh okay yeah the, I can the see
way
that.
It draped out to the side and stuff like that and it had that kind of like ripple kind of look to it. I liked him. I liked Mogera. He didn't do much.
Well, that's what's interesting about this movie is he's like the first thing that attacks.
Right.
And then he gets taken out at the beginning, which is kind of cool. We don't normally see that. Usually it takes a whole movie for, you know, the military to take out a monster. And they were actually able to take it out without having to do some crazy plan. They just kind of got it on that bridge and knocked it out. But that could have been the mysterious
plan. Yeah, it would
have
been fun to see this Mogera fight another monster.
Yeah, I feel like it's so bulky, it wouldn't be able to do much.
Yeah, I was wondering if they could do something with, because he had like that jagged back.
Uh-huh.
Like it was like almost like, it looked like his back was like a saw blade almost. And I kind of was like, I wonder if they could have done something with that.
Do they do
in
that?
Like a fight.
Do they do that in Space Godzilla?
No, it doesn't. No, I don't think it's a. I don't even know if he has that kind of back in Godzilla. But I noticed it on this one. I don't remember. Like, yeah. No, I don't think he does. I don't think he has like a Gigan back, like Gigan's front at all. But it kind of had a jaggedness to it. But because it looked metal, it kind of looked like a saw blade as opposed to just looking like a Godzilla fin or whatever.
But the head of the Mysterians is the head of. The Planet X aliens. It's the same actor.
Oh, cool!
And then there's a lot of
an
the same
eye patch mm-hmm. in it. Like I was like, hey, it's an eye patch.
And his girlfriend from Godzilla is in the movie.
I like it when it's an ensemble thing.
Yeah. The
one thing about Mogera too was weird. Where like they would do like a thing, and it looked like he kind of looked irradiated. Like something he would have this like he would kind of like. Flash, like he looked like he was radioactive, and then stuff would catch fire just because he like did like a flashy kind of thing. It wasn't quite clear like what he was doing, but he was doing things.
And then he would like shoot those sort of like teardrop shaped lasers, which is interesting. Usually you see like a laser beam.
Yeah, there is. I did like how this had that type of early like where they basically kind of like almost like. Paint on the film kind of animation.
Yeah.
And like they're doing like the spaceships and stuff like that.
Like the negative scratches. Okay. So the beginning of the movie, well, first of all, the first line of dialogue is they're all so gay. After that, I was like, okay, this print is bad, but the version we saw was dubbed.
Yeah.
And I really liked the dub. It felt more, natural, like the way they spoke felt more natural, and I'm gonna probably bring up our next episode to the dubbing.
Okay,
opposite of that
because we weren't quite looking at like an HD picture, so we're like, yeah, that looks about right.
Yeah, it could be. But the dialogue felt natural, which I liked.
Yeah, and I like how there's always like one guy who's like a square. Like everyone's like, hey, let's dance. And there's always one guy who's like, nah, I don't dance.
Yeah.
You know, this is very like it becomes kind of like a trope in when young kids are trying to do something fun. There's always like the party pooper in the group. Okay, so there's some great so then there's the big fire.
Yeah. And the dude runs into the fire.
Right, and then there's the phone call where the guy is like, the phone rings and he picks it up. It's like, there's a landslide in the town where Rochi's staying. And the other guy goes, Well, I hope he's safe. Cut to the earth collapses and cracks open.
So this dome shows up.
Well, wait. I had one more note on Mogera before. Okay. I mean, Mogera showed up before the dome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a part I was trying to figure out. Are they hitting Mogera with fire hoses, or are they trying to put the fire out, and he's just there?
Well, they were hitting him, and so I assume they're trying to rust him out or something. I don't know what they were trying to do, but I guess it's like...
But luckily, they're also where the fire is, so...
I think they were where the fire was, and they're trying to put out the fire, and then Mogera showed up, and they're like, oh...
Let's just start spraying him with water.
Oh my gosh, I'm thinking about stuff from that happens later.
Okay, so the big dome shows up.
Yeah, and they request that there's no more senseless warfare.
Yeah, and he calls them out by name.
Yeah, he has like a picture of like this is where it gets weird.
I love this part. The dome, and so the dome can talk like there's like some kind of speaker system,
and there's like a flashing,
and it calls out by name like all the important scientists,
like all the people we've met so far.
Yeah, all the people we know from the Godzilla movies leading up to this point as well. You know, basically, and he calls it all up, and they all come to the dome.
Yeah,
for a meeting,
and they have to put on special clothing.
The Mysterians, and they say, "Hang on. Because of the extreme temperatures in the dome, we have special clothes for you to put on." So the next thing you see, they're all wearing capes.
Yeah. They look like a bunch of Colonel Sanders Draculas.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And then we get this first glimpse of the Mysterians. And this is, man, I've seen so many pictures of the Mysterians. Yeah. And it's always so vibrant and colorful and pastel. And this is just like muddy and gross.
Ours were just, everybody was maroon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they mentioned that, this is, okay, so the Mysterians talk about how advanced they are.
Yes.
And they said, you know, we've created hydrogen bombs back when you guys were still in the Stone Age.
Right.
So if you guys decide to fire hydrogen bombs on us, we'll fire hydrogen bombs back. And I was like, oh, I thought you meant that you were so advanced that, you know, I didn't know you stopped at hydrogen bombs during the Stone Age. I thought they were going to be like, so if you shoot hydrogen bombs at us.
Better than a hydrogen bomb, we're gonna, that's a good point.
Yeah, but no.
They're like, no, we just been stockpiling them.
And hydrogen bombs is the greatest weapon in the entire universe. And we just figured it out, you know, probably like 15 years prior to this movie, as opposed to them who figured out the Stone Age. So it's strange.
Our aim is much better.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. They're asking for 3 kilometers of land.
Listen, we just want to take up this 3 kilometers of land, which is kind of like what they are, like the dome is.
Yeah, and I'm like, cool, that's fine.
This is all we're going to, listen, we just want to take up this 3 kilometers of land, and we want you guys not to bomb us. Or bomb each other. And
they won't hurt us.
And, oh, by the way, we also want to be able to court your women.
We need 7 of them. Oh, and they happen to be
P.S.
your women.
We've chosen some already.
Yeah.
We saw them at that festival with the dancing.
Yeah.
And so this is all we want. Just the 3 kilometers and your women.
Okay. So at first I was like, I get it. The 3 kilometers, go for it. Your dome's already here. You said you're not going to attack us, even though you sort of attacked us first with Mogera.
Right.
And then with the fire and then the sinking of the ground and the landslides and stuff.
Yeah. There was a great moment when like a tank got sucked into the earth and then you heard a scream.
Okay. This is my favorite miniature moment of any movie we've seen so far. So the tank, the little tank, is getting sucked into this whirlpool thing, and it keeps cutting to a dude kind of green screened going around the whirlpool. And then we cut back to the miniature, and as the tank sinks, a little tiny guy pops out of the top of it.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go back.
You,
I missed that.
If you could do it now,
I'm doing it right now.
Do it right now. Because
I was like, I need to go look at that, which means I'm going to secretly look at it while you keep talking.
I'm waiting. I'm just going to wait for your reaction because I can always edit out the blank spots.
Okay.
But this dude, it was seriously, because we love tiny guys. We absolutely love tiny guys.
Yeah.
And this is an animated tiny guy that jumps out of the tank.
I think I might have been looking down, taking notes or something when this happened. No, it's not an animated guy. It's like a dummy they throw out of it.
Yeah, they pull the dummy out of it.
That's awesome. Oh, man. There's also a hum in the sound on this thing.
Yeah.
It's like a phonograph.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. There's got to be a good version out
there. That's a great use of a dummy.
I've never seen that. We've seen where like people are in a boat, like have their arms waving or something.
Right.
Or the little monsters in
the little hands.
Barnyard creatures.
And, you know, I think what my favorite use of miniatures in all the movies that we've seen so far is when they cut to the department store and the mannequins are basically dolls. Real size dolls. Okay, so so basically they're like going, all right, they want our women. We can't let them have the women, so we decide to attack them. And this is the war against, basically. At first, it's just with the dome, and then the Mysterians bring their ships out to them.
Yeah.
The Mysterians, the dome, has an interesting gun. It basically seems to freeze the tanks, but the tanks melt.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know what if there's anything. Like, it was like liquid nitrogen, but. Yeah, it could be the print, maybe.
No.
It says it's gonna take 500 hours for them to complete their kind of plan, the Mysterians' plan, and that's 20 days, 20 days and 20.83 days.
They talk about how the source energy of the dome is the Earth itself. And it amplifies it basically. So the power that the dome has is 10 to the 20th power Earth.
Okay. This is precise calculation. I have no
idea. And I was like, Earth? What? what is that exactly? It's like full Earth power.
Yeah.
Only, whatever, 10 to the 20th, that's like a whole bunch of Earths.
Are they pulling it from like the core or something?
Well, I don't know, because like the thing is like dug volcanoes? In there, and then somehow it must energy. And then there's a big speech that comes from the dome that's like, "Hey, dear people of Earth, listen, we came here, we wanted peace.
We're pacifists.
We only wanted these 3 kilometers. We've done nothing wrong here." And they kind of conveniently leave out the part about that we told them that we wanted your women as well.
Yeah. It's crazy how, like, that's so huge. Such a big deal. Like, it's so creepy and bizarre.
Yeah. And then, like, there's also that scene where the guy is telling the women, it's like, they want to be able to mate with our women. And they picked you guys, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, ew!
And then is that when the TV comes on?
Yeah.
And their friend from earlier is...
They can communicate with us through the TV.
And it's their friend. It'll
be like just regular TV will be on, and then you could actually call to the through the TV, and they'll be there.
Yeah. They're probably working on that after they worked on the hydrogen bombs.
They also said that the human race will destroy itself in 20 years. Just
1977.
And they're like, oh, you just want to rule the world. And they're like, well, do not humans rule the inferior creatures that are inferior to themselves?
There's the universal ship or the universe ship that's in space, which I'm pretty sure is the broadcasting satellite from King Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure too. Like when I saw that, I was like, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I'm trying to think of what was the one where that opened with the guy doing the introduction. Is it the one with the introduction about the berries?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's King Kong versus Godzilla. And then they in the movie you see little ships fly towards the Universal ship. And in the movie they make it look like that's transmissions transmitting to the ship. Or to the satellite. But yeah, I was like, I've seen that before.
The weakness of the Mysterians is they have a sensitivity to heat.
Yeah, and that came in with the with them wearing the cold. The
capes. Which is why, And so then they're like, all right, we started with 3 kilometers, now it's 120 kilometers.
Yeah,
and we put you guys on notice.
Is this when the Defense Force starts using those, which I thought were blimps, but they're rockets? They're like they move like blimps, like they can float.
Uh-huh.
But they're like sort of rocket ships. Like all the defense stuff is crazy in this movie. My favorite being they're kind of like masers, but they're not. They kind of get parachuted in. And they're kind of on a tripod, and they just kind of roll. I thought those things looked really cool.
And it was like, and it was this whole thing where it's like, kind of like each country contributed a different thing.
Yeah, I think that was the whole thing.
This country does this, and then they're like going, we keep waiting on the other thing to be ready.
Yeah, and I guess there's symbols for the UN on the weapons and the ships and stuff. There's like a flag, the UN flag. So that was like a big deal at the time. The Mysterian that steals the women.
Yeah.
His helmet looked like a blue ball. Like the Mysterian's helmets were cool, but this dude's just looked like the movie Spaceballs. But I like the Mysterian's outfits. And I went online to go see if I could find if like anyone sold like
cosplay?
The helmets or anything.
Oh, really?
But I couldn't really find anything. It's apparently this movie just isn't popular. I feel like if it had a good, nice release, you know, a good version, that I think it could do all right. I mean, I feel like it should be up there with Matango, you know, on Amazon or something.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like impossible.
Yeah, it deserves recognition to be. Yeah.
The ML-1 rocket or the MLI rocket is the goofiest rocket I've ever seen. It's that rocket that's like segmented into like a rocket shape and then a ball shape and then like an airplane on top. it looked like a toy. Like it was painted like a toy. It was like bright colors and stuff, but I liked it. I liked how goofy everything looked, but I think that of all the stuff I was like, that's the goofiest thing I've ever seen. Like this is your big weapon and it looks silly. I like that the people verse asks the Mysterians to leave, and the Mysterians countered. Their counter offer was a flood. Like nope.
So Ryoichi stays back, you know, because of science, it seemed like. And then he ends up thwarting the Mysterians from the inside.
Yeah. And then saves they send one dude in, is it Serizawa from Godzilla, goes in and starts blasting the place up with the laser blaster. That was awesome. I love that stuff. I like the inside of the Mysterians dome, especially that kind of one shot. It looks like a miniature where it's like catwalks with like a big tube down the middle.
Yeah, I like space stuff from the 1950s.
They definitely had a feeling of like the aliens from Planet X in Monster Zero. And then there was another one. Is it It Came From Outer Space? What was the one with Gulala? Had something like that, like a moon base. But that kind of moon base where it's like, where it's a miniature and they just kind of they use it like a matte painting and then you see real people walking on the catwalks.
And you see like an elevator.
There's always an elevator going up and down.
Because Alliance's science has no value in and of itself. but how it's used, whether for good or for evil, essentially.
Yeah, it was interesting that we follow scientists in the film as opposed to military or the government.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course, they're used. The military is used heavily. It's just like a relentless attack on the dome, which isn't the most dynamic. It would have been cool to see Mogera come back, but you have to wait till Space Godzilla for that. But I don't think we need to watch Space Godzilla again.
Return to Universe Station. Retreat to Universe Station.
Yeah, some of them get away, which is a big deal because there is a sequel to this movie.
There is?
Yeah, it's called Battle in Outer Space.
Oh, we go after them?
Yeah, I guess so. Which is pretty interesting. It's also a Shiro Honda. I don't think Mogera shows up in it. There's no giant monsters in it. But, yeah, it sounds like we go after him. That I don't know if we'll be able to find. You know, if it's this hard to find Mysterians, it's going to be, you know, I'm sure tougher to find the sequel. But if we do find it, even if there's no giant monsters or anything like that, I think we could still cover it. I think point we decided our title is very loosely kaiju based sometimes.
We don't go, I mean, we might go one step away on some, you know, it's like one iteration away from it. That's, I think that's it.
Yeah. It's Battle in Outer Space from 1959.
All right.
And I don't. It's got the universe ship, that's in there. And I don't see any Mysterians on the poster, though. But it looks like their UFOs are in it.
All right.
Oh, they look
the outfits aren't there.
The Mysterians look a little different if these are who they are. They still kind of have the, you know, black void visor kind of look to it, but their helmets are a little bit pointy.
Yeah, it looks a little. Yeah, I can't tell. A black and white picture. It's like makes them all look generic.
And so, like, as we keep on checking out Shiro Honda movies, even if they're not really kaiju specific, kind of like Matango was barely kaiju related, but right. there were mushroom people, so it's kind of a monster.
Right.
But I think eventually we can get to this. I mean, why not? I mean, you know. Doesn't have to be all monsters.
Right.
But I think Matango is the one we strayed the most from. As far as monsters go. They're the smallest ones we dealt with. I'm interested to see this. I heard it's not as good. But as far as the Mysterians go, I really like the movie. It really does suck that the print we saw was so bad, because when we were talking about before we started talking about Godzilla versus Megalon, I talked about how I really didn't care for the movie, and then I had a really bad version of it, and then I liked it more when I saw the HD version on Stars or Filmstruck or something.
Yeah.
And so it was like, it's kind of night and day. especially when, you know, it's not even Toho scope, and then the colors are all like just god awful, and you know, you can see how it's supposed to look. Like, you look up any photo on the Mysterians and it's going to be a lot different than the print that we have access to. So it's a bummer, cause I really liked it. It's more sci-fi than anything.
Right.
It's kind of nice. Our next episode is the opposite of sci-fi.
It's the tokusatsu.
Yeah. So, because I tend to gravitate more towards the sci-fi ones, like any kind of Godzilla movie with aliens in it, like Monster Zero or Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Right.
I like those. Not so much Space Godzilla, but yeah, any kind of those monster or the alien invasion ones. Those I like. And I like the aliens in this movie. I like their plan, how I was on board. I'm like, yeah, just let them have the 3 kilometers of land. That's no big deal. But when they say the women and then they say the specific ones, it's really creepy.
It really is creepy.
And then I'm kind of with the Earth on this one. I'm like, yeah, you know what? No. Why don't you get out of here? It is cool how they take out the dome. They create this... it's like a satellite dish that is able to harness the power that the dome is generating and kind of reverse it, and then reverse it, and then also on top of that shoot a beam at the same time. So they're able to collapse the dome, and the dude's inside saving the girls, which is a lot of fun. It's like a, it's kind of like a Death Star rescue sort of thing.
Yeah.
Where he's dressed in the Mysterians clothes, or he's not dressed in the Mysterians clothes, is he? No. But he has their guns. He goes in blasting all of them, and they're like, you know, what's going on? And I'm like, yeah, what's going on? And he's just standing there firing away at all their machinery. I think for like a fun kind of sci-fi action movie, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, and like the main the theme of it is all that the Earth needs to stay united.
Yeah.
For outside threats, basically.
Yeah.
Nation of the Land must stay united.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. There's something has that Ishiro Honda feel. I don't know what it is about his movies that just have that sort of feel to it. That it's like something you don't get in Gamera movies or Godzilla movies directed by the directors. And yeah, we're gonna end up watching probably all of his movies, unless there's like some, if there's some pre-Godzilla that are not sci-fi related, probably not. But
yeah, I think there's certain things. I think maybe it's part of it is like the tone.
Yeah,
that it's just, I like the way the tone that he has when he does it. It's like, yeah,
it's weird because it doesn't feel like camp.
No, it's not like a wacky guy.
No, it looks like camp. Like it should be like a Batman 66 episode or something. Like the sets and stuff look goofy,
but we like it because it takes itself serious.
Yeah,
I mean that is appealing.
But it's still scenario fun when you see that little guy.
Yeah, we like to laugh at it because they're so sincere.
Yeah, but then how come like when we saw like the Meg, I felt like, is it because it's new? It's because it's new, right?
It's because it's new. Yeah. I think it is. I think it's like, oh, give me a break.
Yeah, you're trying to take it sincere.
This is like an era before, like, cynical humor.
Yeah, I guess so.
So it was like, you know, I think it's just the sincerity.
Yeah. Well, I liked it a lot. I don't think it'll break my top five.
Yeah,
I can see if I have like a really good print, I could see me watching it a lot.
Yeah, I'm interested in. And maybe seeking out a better version of it.
Yeah.
I think there are aspects of this version that it didn't hold me as much as it should have.
Yeah. Someone released an HD trailer. I think I mentioned that already on an HD trailer on YouTube, and just looking at the UFO ships when they're flying around, they look cool. They're really cool. They're
Cool.
Yeah. They kind of look like they kind of have a stingray design.
And then they glow. Oh, these just look like blobs.
Yeah, and then they have like a kind of the sort of a circle glowing light coming out of it. I looked at it, I was like, this is, yeah, it's the bummer way to watch it for the first time, and I had no idea, you know, that the movie was going to be, you know, I don't know. I think from now on, we'll just track down the best print possible.
Yeah,
before we watch it.
Maybe we'll look ahead of time.
Especially when it comes to Ishiro Honda.
Right.
Because I feel like if we have like a kind of a weird print of like a random Gamera movie, like an older Gamera movie or something, kind of like where it's just like, eh, it's a Gamera movie, you know, it doesn't have that sort of artistic flair to it. But, I mean, regardless, we're going to look for the best prints possible. And right. I would definitely like to watch this again. It just is a better thing. So
yeah.
You want to talk about next episode?
It's Rebirth.
Rebirth of Mothra. One. This is the first of three Rebirth of Mothra movies.
Yeah.
And we'll see about those other
two. I don't know what to expect.
I think I've brought this up before. I think I've talked a little. I've touched on Rebirth of Mothra before.
You said they were kids movies.
They're kids
didn't
movies,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
it feels like a Gamera. Is it going to be like adults are stupid? They don't have. They don't have. They don't come up with things. They don't think about things like us kids do.
Yeah, I can't tell you. There's no submarines. I know that.
Oh, okay.
So it's. But yeah, Rebirth of Mothra is our next one. You should be able to go to kaijupod.com and watch that before it comes out. And then that also gives you a link to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and YouTube. Someone just sent us a message today thanking us for putting these on YouTube. I honestly don't know why podcast post on YouTube, but it's a format that people use to listen to podcasts, so I figured why not. And you know, you get a few people listening on there. So
yeah, I guess that's cool. That's the format people use to listen to music. So why wouldn't it also be a thing?
Yeah. So check that out. And that's all I have.
Cool.
Until next time, I'm gonna go jump out of this tank.
I'm going to retreat to Universe Station.